Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 46th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and the speckled among the goats. And of such shall be my hire. So get the picture. I'm going to go through your cows, your sheep, your goats, and every animal that was spotted or speckled or some miscoloring, we're going to take them out of yours, and you're going to have the good ones, the solid color, which was the most preferred of the time, the solid colored animals, you're going to keep that. And at that time, the spotted ones were the minority. There were just a few of them. So Laban was happy with that, because the vast majority of his herd, of his cattle and sheep, were solid color animals. Sounds good to me. And I'll pass verse number 32. I'll pass through all we just read. I'll pass through, and that shall be my hire. That's what would be my wage, basically. Verse number 33, so shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. He was trusting that God would take care of him by faith, that God was going to make this work out. And everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and the brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. In other words, if there's any on my side that's not a solid color, well, I stole them. Are you following? Okay. And Laban said, man, I like that. That's a great arrangement. That's a win-win for me. Because look at verse number 34. Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. I like that business arrangements. Let's do it. So you see what the rest of it, the rest of the chapter. All right. Matter of fact, look in verse number 38. We talked about how well Jacob knew about raising of animals. Well, verse number 37, the rods of green poplar and all, he did some things, and he set the rods in which he had piled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. Now, the word conceive literally means to be made hot in the Hebrew language. It means it put them into heat. Okay, you know what that means. Animals, they're going to heat, and they're looking to be bred. The girl goats, not the girl goats. What do you call girl goats? I don't know. Girl goats. Danny, whatever, and the cows and all. Yeah, I go deer hunting. Okay, I love to go deer hunting. And when them doe talks about going in the heat and rut, them bucks start running. Okay, and this what caused these animals to go, when it says conceive, literally it brought them into, I don't know another word for heat. What? Okay, you can use, that's a big word. I don't know those words. But you're probably right. Yeah, okay, they were ready and willing to be bred. And what would happen, it quickly would increase the herd number. But what happened, as we get into this again, at what happened, they started dropping spotted animals. The solid colored ones started dropping spotted animals. And we're going to find out later, this was all by God's doings and not Jake. Jake, again, all through, we hear a lot of commentators all talk about, now I love to use that word commentators, because they're commentators, okay? Just their thought. They seem to always criticized Jacob as being a great, whether it was his dad, remember, with Isaac, some other things, and then here they said, see, he was just a trickster. No, he would just practice good husbandry. Matter of fact, we'll find out in, turn me in chapter 31, where he's talking to the wives. Look in verse number 5. But the God of my father hath been with me. He gained all this wealth and all these sheep and all these cattle because God blessed him. It wasn't he was tricking anybody. Matter of fact, Laban agreed to this. Okay? And so when Jacob threw those rods in there, he had no idea that they were going to throw a bunch of spotted animals. He thought he was benefiting Laban because these solid colors would normally throw solid color animals. That's why they divided the herd. Instead, God blessed them. You know, God can control everything. Okay, neat. Anyway, I won't get into all that about the animal husbandry, but you will never find where God criticized Jacob in all of this. And I mentioned before, when people like to criticize Jacob, I looked this up a few weeks ago. 60 sometimes it mentions the God of Jacob in the Old Testament. Many, many, many more times than it says the God of Abraham or the God of Isaac. It says the God of Jacob. You know, in the book, in Psalms, all through the Psalms, 46 or wherever, there's three times it says, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob. Anyway, so even though people criticized Jacob, saying he was a trickster, no, really, he was practicing good husbandry, and God just blessed. He didn't intend to trick Laban and say, well, I'm going to make them all spotted. That was, when you get the whole context of this, that was never his intent, okay? Got a note here. Laban knew a great deal about sheep and goats, much, much more than Laban did. So in a space of only 4 or 5 years, Jacob's flock had grown so large, he had to employ servants and help. He became very rich. But he had done so not by means of dishonest manipulation of his own, but by means of sound practice of animal husbandry, and by all normal standards should have been a greater benefit to Laban than to Jacob. However, God blessed Jacob because God had plans for Jacob. Let's go to verse number 2 and 3. Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban. Behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers, to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Wow, what a turning point for Jacob. He'd been now with Laban 20 years, 14 years for the two daughters, Leah and Rachel. And then 7 years herding Laban's sheep for 20 years. And here's the interesting thing. When Jacob came to Haran, what did he have with him? Basically nothing but the clothes on his back. When he left Haran, well, we're going to read in just a minute, he left a very wealthy man. He didn't leave by himself. Now he leaves with wives. He leaves with sons, daughters. He leaves with cattle, he leaves with sheep, he leaves with servants, men and women. It talks about all kind of a great household. In 20 years, man, he did well. And he knew that it was God that had blessed him. So it's in verse number 3, it talks about the countenance of Laban. The word countenance means his face. Literally, Laban's face was turned against Jacob. It doesn't only mean, not only mentally, but I believe even physically. You know, you can look at somebody in the face and tell if they're angry at you. Their countenance changes. You know, somebody's smiling all of a sudden, yeah. Their countenance changes. So I think it was not only a mental thing. I think physically, everything was burning against Jacob from Laban's point of view. And most likely it's because his son... his sons incited him to do this. Because in verse number 1, it says they were full of envy. You stole from Dad. And so I could see him going back to Dad. Dad, he stole from you. He's a thief. Well, so obviously they had something to do with that. So verse number 3, the Lord told Jacob. And don't you know Jacob was happy to hear these words? Hey, let's go home.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. The Blackwood Brothers will be with us in concert at 11 a.m. March 7th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.